Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Hunter Brody, Broads Brody, as his email says, is live with me today as we're at Ron Jaworski's Golf Outing. Kyle with us. Alex called back in the studio. All right, we got a lot to react to here. This segment, of course, is sponsored by McGurk's Pub & Grill. We're out at their Fort Wash location last week. Talk about a great sports bar. All their locations are awesome. If you and your crew are looking for a spot, make it McGurk's. What a last segment. I don't even know where to start. We had Hugh Douglas call in. That was a wild conversation. He's telling us about his I don't even call it escapades.
Bucky's adventure, yeah.
Are we just going to pretend that he wasn't at a strip club showing women pictures of Joe Giglio?
It's kind
of
weird.
It is a very strange dynamic. It
also, has Hugh gone full WIP? He's out with a woman, right?
Uh-huh.
There,
yep.
And he's thinking about the show.
He is. I know. That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm
proud of him.
Creeped out and proud at the same time.
I was going to say, if you're Rod,
that's our
and you're
guy.
Listening to this,
yeah. Proud.
Very proud.
I'm uncomfortable and proud.
Exactly. Yeah, that's where we're at.
Who knows? Maybe we gained a few naked listeners.
Well, do you think the next time people go into that strip club, they have the Odyssey app going?
Yes.
I mean, if Hugh's on at 10
down,
o'clock.
Odyssey up. Yeah.
Now, does this make it more uncomfortable? They're dancing to us talking sports.
That's really
uncomfortable.
Yeah,
well, it's
more uncomfortable for them than us, but yeah.
I'm starting to sweat.
Yeah, that's a little odd. And then we had Reed Blankenship on, and we appreciate him sitting down for a few minutes. He didn't outright say it, but I could just sense, this is my sense, my opinion on his answer and his, like, talking to him. I got the feeling that they really thought they could kick the Chiefs' ass and then did kick the Chiefs'
100%.
Ass.
100%. Yeah, no doubt. And you can even hear it when I asked him about the difference between his first go-around at the Super Bowl, how you block out the noise. They went with the vengeance. They went in with this killer mentality. They were upset with what happened in 2022, thinking they should have won that game. And you could tell. You're so right. But we felt that, too. Don't you think? Don't you think we felt it as a city?
Well, I think it was our first day? One of our first couple days in New Orleans for the Super Bowl, we had the discussion of, like, I thought they could blow him out, and you know, Hugh thought I was crazy, but like I felt it was like on the spectrum of possibilities that they could do that. I mean, once I watched it, though, I was like, man, they're really doing it. They're blowing the Chiefs out, which they did in the Super Bowl this past year. All right, joining us now as we're live at Ron Jaworski's Golf Outing is the voice you hear very often during football season on our station and our show as well once a week. Seth Joyner, Seth with Joe and Broads. What's up, Seth?
Come on, Joe. You really thought they was going to blow him out? I thought they was going to win the game, but I didn't see no blowout.
Well, so here's what I thought. I thought there was a chance they could do it. And I said it, and everyone got mad at me like I was going to jinx it. But even as I watched
it. It's you. Yeah. I mean, if anyone else, Mike said it, we'd be like,
you're going to ruin it,
yeah,
Joe.
Yeah, you're unbelievable.
Man, Seth, we were just talking to Reed Blankenship and just kind of reminiscing about the Super Bowl. They did kick their ass. I mean, that was a dominant effort.
It was a beatdown. And I think it's one of those games as far as how other teams play Kansas City. Obviously, you know, you have to have the pieces. But I think, you know, there's a little blueprint there for how to beat them. Unless they make some significant changes on their offensive line, I think you're going to see teams drop back and play zone, get their four best pass rushers on the field, especially if Kansas City is not going to run the football. Right. Like, they made no effort whatsoever to run the football.
Now, I want to see how you feel about this, but with Jahad Campbell, I don't know if you've mentioned it on the air or not, but I don't know what your thoughts are on the pick. I'm very intrigued by the skill set. Obviously, some red flags with the injury stuff, but what do you see in a healthy Jahad Campbell for this group?
I see a Swiss Army knife. I see a guy who has a lot of versatility, you know, kind of like Cooper DeJean. I hear that they're kind of moving him outside and moving him around a little bit at safety a little bit. You know, so when you have a guy that's got a high football IQ and a high skill set, you know, now you've got a guy that you can employ a lot of different ways. It gives you versatility. It gives you the ability to get creative from a defensive, you know, philosophy where you can use this guy in a myriad of different ways. In a lot of ways, what Dallas did with Micah Parsons early on, you know, he could line up at defensive end one play. He might end up, you know, off the ball another play. You know, and every once in a while, you know, when you know that you're in a passing situation, you could drop him down at tackle and use him in different games and stuff to, you know, to free him up. So, but to your point, the first thing that has to happen is they got to get him healthy.
Which he's not yet. I mean, Vic spoke the other day and he said sometime in August maybe they'll get him on the field. It feels like he's going to be a little behind when the season starts, and we'll see when he gets out there. You mentioned Cooper DeJean and versatility. Where do you come down on how they use him this year, right? Because last year they found a spot, right? He became the nickel corner, and he was great at that. And I know at college he did a lot of things. Seems like early in minicamp, you know, a little bit on the outside. Vic mentioned safety. Do you like that, or is it more like, hey, he's good at this. Let's leave him in the nickel?
No, listen, I love it. I mean, you got to figure out whether he can handle it all, because if he can handle it all, then, you know, you have a player like Brian Dawkins. Like Brian Dawkins, you can line him up anywhere. You know, you can line him up at outside backer. You can line him up in the box. You can line him up at free safety. You can line him up at strong safety, you know, five and four off the ball. You could do a myriad of different things with him. So you like to have a player like that because it gives you versatility. And, you know, the Eagles are always in the insurance policy. You know, Jalen Hurts was an insurance policy as far as, you know, Carson Wentz was concerned. You know, you look at them, they did everything that they could, you know, to figure out how they were going to get Dallas out of here. They signed two insurance policies before coming to the point where they, you know, came to terms on keeping him. So the Eagles are always about insurance policy. So I like the fact that, you know, they're moving Cooper around to see what he can do, because if you need him in outside, you're going to find out now whether you can play him outside. If you need him at safety, you're going to figure out now whether you can actually play him at safety. You already know what he can do in the slot. He's already proven himself there.
Speaking of, sitting down with us right now, you couldn't have better time than that. Eagles, I'll call him defensive back, Cooper DeJean. Cooper, how you doing, man?
Fantastic. Thanks for having me.
We're excited to have you.
What's happening, boss?
We were just talking about you and what you're doing here in terms of your position. Like last year, you got in and you played nickel, right, and you played it really well. This year feels like maybe there's a chance they move you around a little bit more. Is it difficult for you, or is it a challenge to kind of know where to be in every spot, or are you like, hey, just put me out there, I'll figure it out?
Yeah, I think playing nickel, I feel like it helped me, you know, learn the other positions as well. You know, you just, you know, playing inside, you learn where all your help is, you know, whether you're getting help from the corner or you're getting help from the safety. You know, so ever since I got here, I've tried to learn every single position, because I feel like that makes me better as a defensive player, just knowing where everybody is on the field and what their job is. I have no problem, you know, moving in, inside, outside, back to safety, whatever it is. You know, I feel like I've tried to learn those positions ever since I got in here.
So, Cooper, where does that mindset come from? Because you very rarely hear a young player talk about that. But I learned that real early in my career. As I began to learn the defense, what my job was supposed to be in the process, you know, I was a visual learner. So I wrote everything down. I drew everything out so I could see it. And in that process, I knew where the tackles were supposed to be on every running play, where the ends were supposed to be, who had contained, you know, where the outside help was. I learned every position across the board. If we ran a blitz and it didn't get home, I could tell you before Monday film why it didn't get home. So where do you get that mindset, you know, that, hey.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I want to figure out what everybody else does, because the more of an understanding that I have of what everybody else is doing, the more effective I can be in what I'm doing, and I know where I have to play it by the letter and where I can take chances.
Yeah, I think it started in college. You know, I came in as a safety in college, and then I played nickel, and then I played corner as well. So, I mean, it just started from there, and I learned, you know, how much it meant to, you know, be able to learn all the positions and their jobs and what, where they're supposed to be on certain coverages and certain blitzes, whatever it may be. So I think ever since I got here, you know, I was writing down notes on what the safeties were supposed to do in every call, what the nickel was supposed to do in every call, what the corner was supposed to do in every call. I think it helps me be a better defensive player as well. You know, not that I had the thought that I'd play every single position, but just the fact that it helped me be a better defensive player for our defense. Just understanding what everybody's job was, and you know, to make it, you know, somewhat easier on myself. You know, if that position, you know, arose where I'd be at that position and have to learn it. You know, so I think it helped me pick it up, you know, faster.
I guess I'll give you the layup, the feeling, the pick six. What was going through your mind? Was it an out-of-body experience? I mean, what was it like on the sideline seconds after to try and recover and be like, whoa, I really just did that? I mean, what was that? What was that like?
It was an out-of-body experience. Yeah. It was. yeah, I don't remember many thoughts running through my head when I was running it back. You know, I just know that I was excited and out of breath. I had to get the oxygen mask on the sideline. Everybody was trying to hand it to me just to try and catch my breath, because – you score a touchdown on defense, you got to go right back out there, you know. So, but yeah, it was really awesome, and you know, just to hear the stadium and the way everybody reacted to when it happened, and you know, the point in the game it happened too was, you know, was huge. Just give that 17-0 lead, and then come back, and Zach Bond makes a great play and makes an interception right before the half. Really gave us, you know, helped us keep the momentum going into halftime, and you know, help us keep our lead.
I'm curious, we just had Reed on, your podcast partner, a couple minutes ago, and I asked him, like, did you allow, at any point in that game, did you guys realize what you were doing, or are you kind of so locked in? Because you kicked their ass. I mean, you took it down a dynasty. You won the game, which a lot of people thought you could, but you dominated the game. Did you feel it during the game, or is it more like, hey, it's not over yet, just get to the zeros on the clock? Or did you feel like, hey, we're doing a good job here today?
You know, you all throughout that game, you think about the Patriots-Falcons game. And what happened in that game. So, and they have Patrick Mahomes. They have a good offense. You know, they have all the tools to score points. And you know, so I don't think it really hit me. You know, going into halftime, I was probably as nervous as I was all year. Just understanding what they could do on offense and understanding our job and what we had to do in the second half to be able to close the thing out. So I don't think it was really till the fourth quarter that, you know, really sunk in. Like we really did that. And we kind of, you know, put a beating on them a little bit. One of the best teams in the NFL. You know, so I think it was just a mindset to come out focused in the second half and continue to finish the game, because game's never over, especially when you got guys like they have on their offense and the Chiefs.
No question.
It wasn't a little bit. It was an ass kicker.
It was.
You can't say it, but I can say it. It was an ass kicker.
We'll just keep saying it for you.
Hey, listen, guys, I got to run. The T is calling
my
name.
We got you guys.
Out.
We know they are.
Good to meet you, Cooper.
Good to meet you.
We appreciate it. Cooper Sheen, Seth Joyner, thanks
luck
for joining us.
It's a big-ass DB, man. Good Lord.
Playing everywhere. He's versatile. We appreciate it. There we go. Appreciate Seth Joyner and Cooper DeGene with us here on the Midday Show. 215-592-9494. They just keep rolling these guests in here, bro.
I know. Oh, thank you
appreciate
so much,
it,
man.
Reed.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, man. They just keep popping in. It's unbelievable.
We've had an incredible array of guests.
Yeah, honestly, before this segment, we were like, all right, you know, we did our thing a little bit. I wasn't expecting another wave. Who knows? We got more?
You know what?
I don't know.
I'm back.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Kyle.
You got replaced by Cooper DeGene.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah. I understand that.
We had one casual white. We dropped in another casual white.
Yeah, that's right.
If you Douglas were saying
many are saying we're the real casual whites.
Well, I'm laughing because you reference, and you're not wrong to do this, but when you were talking to Cooper, you said, oh, your podcasting partner, as if it's not his
football
NFL teammate.
Yes,
you know?
It's not just his defensive back.
Podcasting has become so big that is now taken over your NFL starting safety teammate who's a Super Bowl
champion.
Let's
hope, unlike Travis Kelce, they're not like Travis Kelce's more of a podcaster than a football player now. He crossed over.
Yeah.
These guys still have some football left.
Yeah.
But what a transition tour.
Yeah, not
to Taylor Swift. Who knows? Cooper DeGene having a hot summer, I'd imagine, that, you know, you can't be going the Taylor Swift route.
Apparently.
I'm not sure.
Well,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I thought I was on to something.
I don't think you're that funny.
No.
Okay. Damn it, man. I have rough moments.
All right, you're good. No worries. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go back to the phones here. We've been making people wait because we've had so many great guests, and we appreciate it. If you want to hop in, we do have a great prize to give away, which we're going to give away by the end of the show coming up, you know, by 2 o'clock today. So we have a pair of tickets today to go see a championship season at The Man in Philadelphia coming up on July 24th, hosted by Merrill Reese. It really is cool. You know, NFL Films, the Eagles, the Man Center came together to create this special concert celebrating the 2024 Eagles, including Reed and Cooper and all the Eagles we've been talking to today. 215-592-9494 to hop in. All right, so we've been talking today. It's a Tri-Day Friday. It's National Donut Day. We were talking earlier about, like, food that's bad for you that you just want to have. So the best answer we get today. So we got Ben and Jerry's. What was it, like the
strawberry cheesecake, maybe?
Yeah, and Kyle said it's too healthy with the strawberry, but it's still ice cream. All right, a cheesesteak, the specific pizza, right, the frozen pizza we got. Fried chicken is a good one.
I know, but see, here's the problem right now is I think you're leading the crew.
Oh, me?
The blooming onion.
No,
that is a cholesterol machine.
It's just 2,000 calories of just fried stuff.
The only one that, because I wanted something to hit me like, oh, that's going to kill me.
Yeah.
The fried chicken was the only one so far. I think that made me feel like, as soon as I heard it, I'm like, oh, yeah.
It's so
you want to feel like you're cutting years off your
life. I want to feel like when I hear it, my arteries get clogged.
Yeah, all right. So best answer we get wins the tickets. All right, let's go to Joe in the Northeast. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe, Kyle, and how you guys doing?
Good, Joe. What's up?
Well, you know, and Hunter, you know, everybody was about this Lizardo, you know, same way about Nick Abel with these couple starts. They're all, oh, we got the number two guy here. Who are we going to pitch to should Nola start in the playoffs or should such and such be ahead of him? You know, this is what happens. You know, so look at his last two games. And what you had said about him coming, this is after his first bad start, you had said about putting him in the bullpen.
Well, that was Hugh. Hugh said that.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying, when did he say that before?
He said it before.
First,
he said it before
his outing where he gave up the.
Yeah. He said it before his first bad outing. We think Hugh jinxed him. We think Hugh ruined Lizardo.
If you went, we're going to put a starter in the bullpen. Lizardo would have been the right guy to put in there because, first of all, they're not going to put Ranger in because they haven't done that. He should have been in there, and they haven't done that.
I think Sanchez.
Whether it's because of the contract or whatever, so he would have been the right guy, and I was.
But he was dominating, Joe. He was dominating.
Disappointed in you, Joe.
Pardon me.
I am disappointed in you.
Well, I'll tell you, they neither any close game they're in, this bullpen is going to kill them.
Well, I agree.
They're not going to get into the playoffs. Number one thing, okay? They're not.
You know, I've been waiting for one of these calls. I'm not ready to say today they're not going to make it. I still think they're going to make it, but they are not close to the lock that a lot. Every time this team is brought up on the station, it's just like reflexively we say, "Well, in October, Joe, we got to get there first. We got to get there."
I think they're a lock.
They're not.
Right? Yeah. Look at this lineup. They didn't change this lineup. It's the same darn lineup. All right. And now Stotts was up there at first. Now they're worrying about, well, should we put Schwarber back up there? You put Schwarber back up there. Who's behind Harper? Okay, there. And now you get this guy, Dombrowski, he went out in reference to, he gets Kepler. He was just maybe a step up from Austin Hayes.
I'd rather have Hayes.
This is Austin Hayes.
Me too.
Who he was sought after for a couple years, right? And where was it? I know Austin, I haven't checked them, but Austin Hayes earlier in the year was with Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And they were using him as a designated hitter. I don't know if against one left-handed pitcher alone, but he was hitting very well earlier in the year. So they bring Kepler in, and now Kepler's. He's coming down to earth. He's not even hitting the right-handed pitching anymore.
Well, I want to DFA him. Yeah, I'm absolutely done with Kepler. Joe, we appreciate the phone call.
Cincinnati.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. Cincinnati.
I love Joe.
Joe
is an all-time baseball guy.
I'll get – you're so right. I'll get calls at 2 in the morning. He's breaking down the Iron Pigs. ERA. And I love it. That's no knock. I'm saying it with all love and respect. But he is such a baseball man. He's given me names of guys in single A that I've – this is my job.
Yeah.
I've never heard of
him. Well, remember the Cal Stevenson game last year?
Oh, he is.
The whole city was talking about Joe.
He had a Cal Stevenson jersey when I met him the first time. Who has a Cal Stevenson jersey?
When I met Joe, he was wearing a City Connect Taiwan Walker jersey. I was like,
come on, man.
You got to be the only one in the city that has this. It's incredible. All right, we did promise we would check in with a couple rivals who we need to discuss here. Who should we start with? Should we start with the Cowboys or the Braves? Let's start with the Cowboys because it's always fun to laugh at the Cowboys. Can we hear Brian Schottenheimer, new Cowboys head coach, what he had to say about their Super Bowl expectations this year?
I don't get caught up in the drought. This is 1 year. I mean, this is the first year of mine. I mean, I've been here a couple of years. But, you know, when the season's over, we move on. We do. You move on. So 2024 is over. Now it's 2025. Are we going to win the Super Bowl this year? I hope. I think we are. If we don't, you move on. You go to 2026 and beyond. But, like, to sit here and say that we worry about, you know, when the last time it was it 96? Is that when the last one was? You know, I mean, I know that stat, but I don't stay up at night going, man, it's been X amount of years. I'm not wired that way.
My favorite part
Holy
of that
smokes.
Is the I hope. Are we going to the Super Bowl?
I hope. If
like,
that
there's
was
so
here,
little confidence.
I have so many thoughts. If that was my head coach,
that's
a disaster.
Move on. What
that's
are you
a disaster. I want you to stay up at night thinking about it because I'm starving for a championship. What a bump.
Counterpoint, I hope they don't.
Yeah,
now
well,
what?
Of course. This is great for us.
Now
but I'm
what?
Just saying, that's crazy.
So
what?
He is.
I thought Nick had bad press conferences.
He's the least inspiring head coach hire in at least a decade in the NFL. He's been an assistant for like 20 years, and no one even came close to hiring him. They're like, yep, he's our guy.
What a nightmare. Who's the wide receiver they traded for?
Pickens.
So when they got George Pickens, the reaction by Cowboys fans, they went from this organization's a disaster, Jerry Jones is a fraud and he needs to sell the team. Once they made that acquisition, they talked about this team winning the division.
We're back,
I mean, it's a character flaw to like the Cowboys anyway, a real psychological issue. But, I mean, it just intensifies when they talk about winning.
He's a wannabe Nick Sirianni. Did you see what he did when he first got there? He installed a ping pong table in the locker room and stuff.
He's a make-believe Sirianni.
Yeah.
See, you sniff that out like a bunch of BS. Nick works because it's authentic.
Yes. Yeah.
If you try and duplicate a Nick Sirianni when you're not, these people sniff it out in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I wonder if this is the new trend, though. Like, you know how you all the make-believe Shanahans and McVays? Everyone wanted to be like them. Now we're going to get people trying to be like Nick Sirianni.
Well, he's the champion now.
And Dan Campbell. There is this weird, goofy – whatever you
motivator, goofy guy.
Yeah, but Dan Campbell screams football.
Well, he's a true football guy.
Well,
yeah.
Watch Nick Sirianni's D3.
Sirianni played at Mount Union.
Yeah.
He's a hell of a receiver before he got hurt, though.
Those highlights.
Don't forget that guy.
I see his highlights travel in the Twitter sphere every other week.
All right, can we check in with one more rival? And when I saw this yesterday, I actually felt better about the Phillies' issues. Can we check in with the Braves, who have fallen to 7 games under .500?
10-9, ninth inning, 2 down, 2 on, payoff pitch, line drive, it is fair, coming around third, and scoring, Arizona has somehow scored 7 in the 9th to take the lead against Atlanta.
Atlanta went into the ninth inning yesterday up 10-4. And they lost the game, 11-10. They have fallen to 27-34. They might just think.
Well, so I'm starting to realize that these wins, even against the Braves, it's losing value.
Another
for the
tomato
Phillies.
Can.
Yeah,
they might be another tomato can.
The Braves are a tomato can.
I mean, they ran the show for a long time. At some point, they were going to have to get down in the weeds a little bit, and they are.
So I like to poke at Braves fans, Atlanta fans in general, as I think is appropriate. That was a healthy boo for Truist.
It was. I saw chatter down there. They want to fire Snicker. But by the way, they called up Craig Kimbrell from AAA.
That's a good way to save the season. Yep.
Whenever you feel bad about the Phillies bullpen, the Braves just blew a 6-run lead in the ninth and called up Craig Kimbrell. So it could be worse. We could be the Braves this year.
It could be worse, but does that allow Dave Dombrowski to get some extra wiggle room that he doesn't deserve?
No. Okay. Not for me.
I'm just saying.
Not for me.
If you say, hey, it could be worse, then that means I'm backing off of applying pressure.
And that's not pledge stuff.
No, that's not pledge stuff. Okay. We're pledgemen.
Nope.
Yeah, we are pledgemen.
We're
pledgemen. No question. Hugh's not a pledgeman.
No.
Hugh lied about taking the pledge. We all know that. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, your phone call's coming up. We got to give away this prize, the best or worst food that's bad for you we get today, the one we want to eat the most. We will give you the tickets to go to the man to see a championship season. All right, coming up, we'll get to you people around 145, but I am considering becoming a born-again hockey guy. I was a hockey guy a long time ago. I loved hockey when I was young. I got out of it, but I'm going to throw 3 takes at Broz. He's going to grade him and see if I start to become a hockey guy again. That's coming up. Midday show. We're going to puck it up. Is that what it is?
Puck it up, baby.
We're going to puck it up. Next, coming up on Sports Radio 94 WIP. And don't forget, it's First Inning Friday on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, where every week FanDuel is looking up all customers with a special offer you can use on early game MLB action. Put your baseball knowledge to the test from the very first swing with no runs and yes runs first inning bets. Will anyone score in the game's first frame? Check each team's season stats right on the FanDuel app and make the call. Every First Inning Friday, you can expect a special reward like a profit boost, no sweat bet, or more. So make sure you come back every week to take another swing. You know what? We got to get first inning runs off of Bailey Falter tonight, don't we? The Phillies got to score early tonight. Just visit FanDuel.com. Well, I hope. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO, America's number one sportsbook, and make every moment more. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official part of 94 WIP.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.